loosely call a faith statement. I allow them to know about this way ahead of time so they can begin to get the nerves out of their bellies before it comes time to begin preparing for these faith statements. But I found over the years that these young people, these teens, these young saints in our midst have amazing and beautiful things to say. The faith that has been grown in them because of their family, because of their participation in church, because perhaps only because they have begun coming and gathering with friends and a couple of leaders maybe to learn about Jesus' love for them. The Holy Spirit is already moving and working in them to give them words to say that uplift us all, that share with us both the law and the sting of sin, but also the glorious grace that God has for us. As I said earlier, one of our confirmation students isn't able to be here. We pray for Ellie and her family that they will be well. We pray that Ellie as well knows that our prayers are with her. We look forward to the opportunity to share this same sort of day with her in just a few weeks. At the risk of embarrassing Madison just a little bit, I wanted to share a little story. She's well aware of this story and well aware of this, the way this played out. But Madison began coming to confirmation class a couple of years ago, a couple of seasons ago. I think she was just starting seventh grade, and she was a welcome part of our little group, about 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 students, perhaps. Trouble is, I couldn't get Madison's name right. Her family knows this story. For some reason, God had put it in my brain that her name was Morgan. I got the first letter right. And as much as I tried to think of the town in Wisconsin, or think of some way of remembering that Madison's name was not Morgan, but was Madison, I kept saying it. I understand that this has become something that now even those friends at school that you have begun to call you Morgan from time to time. I don't know if that is something that I should be proud of or something that I need to make repentance and confession of. But when I read this week's gospel lesson about the truth that Jesus brings, I was reminded that even though sometimes we don't have the truth, as much as we'd like to, as much as I would like to always be able to look at Madison and say, that is Madison Claire Wilson, beautiful, beloved child of God, sometimes I will get it wrong. And it's not the only thing that I or any of us will get wrong in this world. But thanks be to God that Jesus is the word of truth. Jesus is the one who comes into our lives and frees us from our mistakes, be they small and laughable or big and hurtful to us and to others. Jesus gives us the truth, sets us free, makes us his own in God's name. It is a beautiful day to be able to celebrate confirmation. Even though the temperatures are outside or cold, the Spirit moves in our midst here in this place, and we are thankful for all of the truth that God leads us into. I welcome Madison to share her faith statement, to share with us words of hope, words of love, and that we might be blessed. Madison. Okay.